Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Learn of Me. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
James 4 and 6, it says, He, God, gives more grace. Everybody say more grace. More grace. So obviously, you can have grace, and you can have grace in a greater measure, greater degree. The grace of God is one of the biggest things you can talk about. It's one of the biggest issues in the whole Word of God. And people say, what is grace? And oftentimes you'll hear, well, it's unmerited favor. Well, that's a little bit clinical for me. It is that, but it's so much more. The grace of God is the power of God. It's the ability of God. It's the wisdom of God. It is the favor and opportunity God gives. You can sum it all up in this word. It's His help.
Amen. Amen.
And with enough of God's help, you can make it through anything.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
I'm telling you, with enough of God's help or enough of God's grace, you can learn anything, you can understand anything, you can get the answer to anything. You can overcome anything. You can get free from anything.
Amen.
And even though you can have grace, what else can you have?
More.
You can have more. So if God's ability is helping you to a certain point, and you got more of His ability, favor, knowledge, wisdom, anointing, you got more of His grace, more of His help, what would that mean? Well, then it would mean that things that you were accomplishing, howbeit struggling, you'd now be able to do easily because you got more help. And it would mean things that you had not been able to do, you now would be able to do because you got more grace, more help. If you've been struggling with addictions, if you've been falling in the same sin over and over and over again, you know what you need?
Grace.
You need more grace. If you know in your heart there's something you should be, something you should be doing, something you should accomplish, and you just hadn't been able to get there, what do you need?
Grace.
You need more divine help, more divine ability, more divine opportunity, and favor and resources. Do you believe with enough of His help, you can do anything?
Yes.
Say it out loud.
I can
do all things
through Christ
who strengthens me. Nothing would be impossible to you. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing would be unattainable, unreachable with enough of His help. If you believe that, then this next phrase becomes very important to you. What does it say? He gives more grace. Wherefore, He says, God does what?
Resists
the proud. Who doesn't get the help?
Proud.
Who does not receive God's grace?
Proud.
The proud don't get the help. In fact, they get resisted of God. Not only are you not helped by God, but you are resisted. How many understand you're not going to make it? Right? You don't have the help of God and you're being withstood and resisted. You're not going to make it. But God gives grace to who? The humble. We touched on this last time I was with you, and I want to go further with it. As a teenager, reading the Bible through for myself, really, for the first time, front to back, the Lord spoke to me very significantly. I just a boy, really. And I started off in Genesis, and I got to Numbers 12:3. And it said, "Now the man Moses was meek above all the men that were on the face of the earth." And when I read that, the Spirit of God spoke to me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice now. It wasn't audible. But something strong inside me, it came to my mind. And the Lord asked me a question. Said, "Did you realize Moses was the meekest man, the most humble man in his generation?" I thought, I see that. He said, "Did you also realize he was the most used man of me in his generation?" I thought, no, I hadn't seen that. I didn't know that. And then, back there then, as a boy, I began to pursue it. I said, "Lord, teach me, what is humility? Because I see if I'm going to be used of you, or anybody's going to be used of you, we got to have your grace. And how much you get used and how much is accomplished is in direct connection with how much grace. Who's going to get the grace? Who's not going to get it? The proud. Who's going to get more grace, you reckon? The more humble. Who's going to get the most grace? The most meek. The most humble." Now, I begin to see that there is this big misunderstanding about what humility even is. Because you can tell that's the case because so many Christians have no desire to find out any more about it. If you say, "We're having a prosperity seminar, y'all come." Man, parking lot fills up. "We're having a humility seminar, y'all come." Oh boy. Are people as excited about that? Why? Why aren't people excited? Because there's this wrong mentality. When people hear meek, they think weak. They think weak and passive, doormat. But nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, it takes a lot more strength to be humble than it does to be proud. What does it say in the rest of the scripture? "He gives more grace," wherefore he says God does what? He resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. If you want more grace and I want more grace, what should we be very interested in? Humility. Finding out about it, developing in it, growing in it. Why? Because the more we can develop there, the more grace we can get, the stronger we can be, the more we can accomplish, the more we can receive, right? Because when we can't receive any more grace, we can't go any further. We can't overcome any further. We can't be any more. Because how many would acknowledge it's all by His grace? Is it? Without His grace, we talked about this last time, without His grace, we are nothing. We know nothing. We have nothing. We can do nothing. But thank God we're not without Him. And with Him, we have it all. And we can do it all. But it's only with His help. Verse 7, he goes on to say, "Submit yourselves to God." That goes right along with humility. "And resist the devil, and he'll flee from you." Who do you reckon is the proudest being you had ever come in contact with? It's the devil. The most unlike God. And what should you do with him and his stuff? Absolutely give it no place. Resist it with everything that's in you. Go to Matthew 11, please. Matthew 11 and 28. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy loaded, laden, and I'll do what? I will give you rest." Rest. Keep reading. take my yoke upon you and learn of me. How many want to learn about Him? Who He really is. Not some goofy religious idea that a man cooked up. But who He really is. Learn of me. And what's, of all the things He could have brought up when He said learn about me, what's the first thing now He mentions? I am meek and lowly in heart. This has got nothing to do with being weak or depressed. We need mind renewal. Jesus is my hero. He's the strongest there's ever been. Do you believe it, saints? Weak? There's nothing weak about Him. I'm just convinced that if a lot of folks that have so many goofed up ideas, if they could really spend an afternoon with the real Jesus, they'd come away with their mouth open going, whoa, He is way different than I thought. Because they've seen goofy pictures that people hung on the wall. And they've heard things that people came up with. And they've believed things that were said and done and shown. No, He is the strongest of the strong. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But a big part of what makes Him that is His humility. His humility. He said, come learn of me. I am meek and lowly of heart. And what'll happen? What'll happen? What'll happen to you when you learn that? Well, we know that when you grow in humility, what's going to happen? Grace comes. Wonder if that'd help you to rest. Huh? You know something that will wear you out? Is keeping up a front. Oh, man. Maintaining a facade. Keeping up a front. It will fatigue you till you feel like falling down. You know, I hear people say, you know, I can't wait till I can get home and just let my hair down and be myself. Well, who are you being over here? One of the biggest qualities of true humility is honesty. It's not trying to be humble. It's just being honest. And being honest is being humble.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Learn of Me, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, June 2nd, as we begin our week-long marriage enrichment meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me